Hey, Rabbi Sai. Welcome to a new sugya this week in Daf Shavua. We're going to talk about the very intriguing sugya of Shtar Mavrachat Dafayin Tes. I'm going to bring the story of Rav Nachman, that Rav Nachman will be koireya a Shtar Mavrachas. The sugya starts for informational purposes on Daf six, page 60. The Gemara says that a Isha who would write a shtar matana to someone, either her daughter or to someone else, a third party, on her nechassim, and last week we learned b'iyun and the sugya of nechassim b'lug, and it's done as moving assets offshore. That's the contemporary term for it. Her kavana was to take the nechassim away from her husband, and the question is, does the Mekabel Matana have rights or not? The Mekabel Matana, l'chaira, is subject to a lien. And the lien is the Baal. The question is, how does the shtar, mavrachas means run away. In this case, what's running away? The nechassim. How does the shtar, mivrachas, work in taking the chasim away from the jurisdiction of the Baal? Here we go. Also come to Machan Kare Nachman Shtara. Other Nachman Kamali Mar Ukva Amalei Chazim Mar Nachman Zachlo Hechem of Nachman used a derogatory term of Nachman. Rav Nachman was the Reish Bezdin. Rav Nachman was the Edom of the Resh Galusa. Rav Nachman was arguably the most powerful halacha decisor of that era. So he used a nishchein term of Nachman to say he was not baki bedinim. Now, why was he able to say that? Because Mar Ukva was the Av Bezdin of another Bezdin. Not sure exactly one Bezdin versus the other, but they were halachic rivals. Amalei, easy. My entire Kufa, what was the story? And then the Gemara says that the definitional term for this star, the star, Mavarachas. The Gemara says, Omar Shmuel, Meir HaRani, Omar Chneil, Omar Shmuel, I am also a Yav Bezdin. Im Yavai Shtar Mavarachas Liadi, I would do the same thing. I would do the same thing. So the Gemara wants to know, how does this work? The reason why Shtar Mavrachas should not work is because you are taking the chasim away from party A, in the case of the Baal, and giving it to the Mekabel Matana. Says Rashi, why? Lay Shavik Inish Nafshe, right across. Lay Gomalak Naisai, Elabaichu Daig Macherim. It is really not Gemira Stas to effectuate this kinyan in a proper way, because it was only done for the purpose of hiding assets. This is a term which is modern today too. So the Gemara says, it depends. Depends who the recipient here is. Hani mili lachrini. If you're trying to move assets around to a third a party, so then maybe it doesn't work. Hani mili b'naisin tam li'ish nachri ikalem de gomer v'aknei. If you're giving it to a third party, it's possible that you don't have gemiras das. The Gemara makes this chilek. Says the Gemara, maybe, but the makom brata, then her nefesh is more chashuv. So the Gemara says, maskana is. The maskan is on the now facilitating the actual transfer. Gemara says, how can the lekeach be kainah? Amar zera lekasha b'kul maktasim leikin lekeach nignu baal. Amar baya sum kenachasim shein nedun lebaal v'alib drabshim. Rashi explains what's happening here. Like kenil lekeach leknu baal. The Shmuel b'ksubas kulam damar leikani kiven leikani my havrach ik leknin baal v'yachal perish v'shen atamis takla. Stay with the baal. So Gemara says no. It was a takana that we made it kinechasim she'en yudun shal menashe in and shalot nishar the sabr shal matana gemura, because the havmina was the supposition was that it's a matana gemura. Akan sugi se gemara hanigeya linyanenu. So just to be misakem, Rav Nachman was kareya the shtar because it was designed to be machriach nechasim the baal, and the mekabel matana does not have that right to do it. And the question is, how does that work? Rashi explains that the kasha of the Gemara is that a shtar bracha should have no toikiv to it. And the Gemara says, therefore, that it should stay with the Baal like all the nechsim belug. Rambam has a different mahalach here. The Rambam's mashma that the shtar mevrachas is only bottle in a situation if the Lubasaif, it was this, the Isha was Nisalmor and his Garsha. But if the Isha dies b'chayah bala, then the Mekabel Matana is a good Mekabel. Let's see this Rambam inside. Isha kasa kol sel acha ben kar ben rocha kain chit nase af bishim nizgar shem nizal mati batla matana meish is bar bilchus matana. Ein abal chavar seim meisa b'chayah ben yarsha nasa isa kain chit nase the tevel matana. Because if Thomas b'chayah bala yikna Mekabel ha-matana Matanosai Kenyan Gamor. And then the Ram goes into Miktsas and not Miktsas. Asi Achrainim. What do you mean? How could the Ram say this? The Gemara says clearly that the Baal should be Zaychin Chasim. But why? According to the Rambam, the Matana of the Isha is Kayemes as long as she wasn't this Nisalma or in his Garsha. If only it's Mesa B'chaya Bala. So the Rambam has obviously a different reading of the Gemara. So, the Kesef Mishnah is Maira this, and the Kesef Mishnah has a longer riches here, which I will summarize, that the Kasha of the Gemara was not a regular Shtar of Rachas. The Kasha of the Gemara was limited to a situation where the Shtar was written with a phrase in it which says, Mahayayim L'Kisha Eretzah. And this is Mavoyer here based on a run. You can see here where the Kesef Mishnah cites the run about 7 or 8 lines down. V'chi parchinan ilaikne liknu baal amayayim 8 lines down. The Gemara's kash is limited to further down, 8 lines down. L'hayayim u'kasha eretz ha'parchinon. Kivin sh'meisu l'armein ein nimtzu sh'lai kata l'kech ma'elam. V'yachal k'tin abdal. Baderach ze abdal barab maracha sh'meis ein abal yasha. So the Kesef Mishnah, based on this run, gives teretz number one. The Achmeinim have a different teretz. Right, have a different teretz. So again, let's frame the kasha. The kasha is the Ram Paskins, when it comes to a sharm of rachas, an attempt to get the goods out of the jurisdiction of the Baal, the matan is not batal. It's only batal if she is becomes an aman, he died or nizgarsha. But if she dies first, makal matana, whoever she gave it to, has a full right to the matana, and he's kind of kinyan gomer. So what's the trap in this? L'chari k'neged and farish gemara. We already said the shtar mevrachas doesn't work. So the Kesef Mishnah brings Iran that we are oimid, das of the Isha, that this is what she wanted, that the mekabel matana should be zeichin l'chasim only if she dies b'chayah bala. But if the Baal dies, or nisalmana, or nizgarsha, the matana by definition is batal, and it's nechshav as if she wrote in the shtar matana this exact specification of only of only if she'll die b'chaya abal. The Amniluim has a different mahalach in the machlekes here between Rashi and the Rambam and the subsequent attempt to explain the Rambam. But before we get to that, we have to see what the Rush says. The Rush says, agrees with the Rambam on the basic strength and ability to give the matana, but the Rush adds an important phrase. He says, as long as the Isha is nesua to Labaila, the Mekabel the matana is able to eat Paris. In other words, the Isha gave away an apartment building, the Mekabel the matana gets the rent. But the Rush goes further. The Rush says that if the Isha wants to be chazer on the matana and sell the apartment building to someone else, even though she gave it away in a matana and the Mekabel matana can eat the rents, eat the payers, nevertheless, the Isha can sell it right out from underneath the Mekabel matana. They state in Rabbeinu Harush. It's by the friend of Nixon Megavra, Kasrino Librata. She did the asset disposition. Perish Rashi Vidilaim Shin Matanasa Matana Alkela Riach. It was clear that she only did this to get it away from the Baal. Leitiska ben Abbas, and therefore the Abbas really had no actual right to it because there was no, well, I mean, das, that wasn't her intention. Dam was a garish line early. Dim can't film with Tasan Nami, can drink it tonight. The Rashi is one of Shach, either the tonight, there's no tonight. By decade, the Mai by Revel the Plug, but brought to Lachrina. Rush asks a long series of kashas on the Shita of Rashi. And as you can see at the end, he says, scroll down. And he says, okay, this is me asking, which is, I'm going to come to the data that's happening, and the Chasm Basha, Yachla Paris, Gomer, Shenem, Tomus. She can sell the Paris anytime she wants. So therefore, the Mekabel Matana gets the rents in the apartment building, calls him on Sheshavas Tachaba, as long as the Isha is properly married. But she can sell the building out from the Mekabel Matana. Why? So he came to Shalaya Abal Nenabam. The whole point of this Havracha is only to get it away from the Baal. And then he goes on to be Meirich. Ask the Avnei Miluim, Memarashach, if the Kinyan is Chal, and the Mekabel of the apartment building is eating the Paris, why should Isha be able to be Chaser? You can't have it both ways. Either it's in her jurisdiction or it's not in her jurisdiction. If the Isha gave it away, then the Mekabel Matana should be able to keep it forever. And if not, why is he eating the Paris? What's happening here? Seems to be a Stira Meneabe. Mm-hmm. He says, the longer Ulrich is here, which we don't have time to go through, so I'm just going to read it out, Ice. And we have to see a Shita Mikabetz is here to understand this. Go to the Shita, please. So the Shita asks Kasha on the Rambam. Shemina minada rachsa kana mekabel matana klal mataris matana lime shemaisi b'chayav b'al kainu chazal leizachabem. Elamaitzim misya, the whole thing is bottle. V'yarishayis nilay zeichabem mekabel matana. If the mekabel matana will get it, the daughter will get it. My kushi, what's the Gemara's Kasha? What does the Gemara mean to ask like kanina l'kanina l'keel b'al? What does that mean? My question, luckily, Connell Labal, collect them, come to those, and then Tano Vadley Sagler's Labal, and therefore the Shita Mikabetz says it really doesn't make sense in the Shakatari of the Gemara. Therefore, why would the ball get in the Chasim? So it's a riot to Rashi that Ishtam of Rachas has no taikif to it, which leaves the Rambam, Psak, it's Arachim. So as we said, the Kashmisha says, first teretz is that LP the Ran, we're not talking about a general case. You're talking about a case where the shtar specifically says Mahayomel Kesheretzah, which is a specific Eisred of the Tanai. The Rosh who follows the Rambam has a Tzarechin pshat, and he says that the Isha is allowed, the transfer is a good transfer to the third party. The apartment building go to the third party, legabe rents, but the Isha can sell it out from the third party, ask the Avnei. How does that work? And the Avnei has a different pshat. He says there's a different story here. We're talking about a regular shtar mevrachas, as Rashi says. And the Gemara's kasha is if she was chayzer from the matana, it goes right back to the Baal. Take a look at the Avnei. Who should the Rambam? The Mechaber Pasuk is the Shita Rambam. Afa Pishim de Salman is Gar Tibbutla Matana. This is the Shita Rambam, which is Lechayer Kneged the Mefurish Gemara. The Sfrilay de Mavarachas Kaina Makabel Kini Gomer Makabel Eichel Paris. The Mesa Bechaya Baal Zocha Halakeach. El Eshin de Salman Oitis Garish Tibbutla Matana. Venir de Tamei Kamesha Kosa Bashita Bashem Rabbi Shai Matrani. Kara of Nachm Lushtari Pirish Bottle Wormalai Kana. So in the Skavna El of Riach Vlela Haknes Kinin Gomer. Tachzer Hanachosim Le'ima. So the Avnei Miluyim cites this Shita B'Kibbutz that we saw. Shita B'Kibbutz, of course, is a kibbutz, as the word implies. The underlying kaisev of this shtickle is Rabbi Shai Matrane, one of the senior Balei Taisis in Italy, and he says when Rav Nachman tore up the shtar, Pirish Shabitel, Marmalei Kana, so the shtar Mevrachas has no takif. In the Skavna El of Riach, the whole point of the shtar is to move the assets out of the jurisdiction of the Baal, and therefore there's no Kinyan Gomer to the Mekabel Matana. Leilach is going to talk to the Chasim Iman, who goes right, reverts right back to the Nice saying, says the Avnei Miluyim. Dafke, if she married him and she was divorced, Adol Nechasim, it goes right back to the Isha. The sky of a Matanasa. Why tackles Bal Nami Abasa Kelis Paris? The Iumda Loy of Dina Lay Alechid, the Gersh Lesser Midi. Avleka de Yasva Tachas Baila of Isla Mizaina of Isla Parnasa Mabala. And this is what the Gemara means by Nix, the Chasim Kayemes. And this is the Shita of the Shita Mikabetis. So then the Avnei asks the obvious Kasha. What's the Gemara's Kasha? If he's on the proper Shas like Kenabal, Lava Marachas de Maksha. For that, you're going the wrong way. You're going the wrong way. Lava Marachas de Maksha. I just want to pick up the first few lines of this next paragraph. Too far. Freeze. The paragraph which is not sidelined. So he says, what's Tratnani Mars Kasha? What does it mean? Eli Kunel Kunubala. So he says, Nachinami, it's not going to Mavrachas. Mavrachas, Bakule, Kunelakeach, Leichel Paris. It goes totally to the Lakeach. We should let go of the Lubatl, Kulshe Shevet, Tachbalas, Mazaina. So what are we talking about? It's limited to the case of Mavrachas for Miktas. Because Sham, this is the Mahalach of the Kesef Mishnah based on the Ran to be Mefarish the Shitas Haramba. But Rashi clearly is Chaylik. Lashon Rashi before the Mefarish, there's no difference in Miktas, and therefore he rejects the Mahalach of the Ran. The Ran is limited to the Rambam, but does not work with Rashi. So that Meluyim comes to a chiddush here, and he says that we're talking about the Gemara's kasha is taka talking about a regular shtar mevrachas, and the kavana of the Gemara is that if she was chayzer from the matana in a chinami, the baal is reverts to be zoicha in the chasim. And the reason for this, he explains. What's Pshat and Rashi? The Chol Gemara Shabbat Dachas Baal Lekko Umdala Shom Gid Nafshei Kivin Yisla Mizayna Baila. No such umnish that like Enish Toshavik Nafshei of it, give it to somebody else. Lamaisa, she has a marriage and she's getting Mizayna from her husband. Like the Pshit Mekta says, Mekamakayim. However, says the Avnu Kim, because the Nefilah been nice and that's successful called that Diet Lavruche, like Kana. Anytime there's any Havamina that we're doing here to move assets, there's a defect in the kin. Because we say there's an umdana that the entire move was done just Lavruche and Miskavenes, and that was not sufficient. Top left. So says I'm this is the pshat. Ananachi kamrina b'kasev is kulon leishavik nafshkim tizgarish. If she writes it all the way, that the umdana applies. M'kein elal of ruchim mebalav. Kivin the muchak the echnal ruche. Then therefore no matana because any time it's clear that we have an umdana that it's only done for avracha that is sufficient to be. Vatel the tadi matana because there's no gemiras das. So he says, scroll down. Freeze there. He says, Cholav rach afshesh lav mal lismaich afshesh elav zuz lav makabla sar zurmini kivin the galadai ruchi lav klumu. The Abnulin says that we have such a powerful emidas and umdana that any time there is a suspicion that the matana was made lahavracha, it's mevatel the entire thing. Why? He says, "Mshumach makes no difference. The Rambam is rejected. Afagaf because she died, a filacha ena makabel zeicha, it doesn't matter. The cold is baralano de kavanas lavriach ena matana klum. We go basar the kavana, and if the kavana it's clear or it's highly suspect that the site of the transfer was for a bracha, that is enough to be oimidas of chazal to be mevatel the entire transfer. At Kandivrei Harav Nimalim, the Nesivus and Siman Tzadik Tes, Mischelik with his Bar Pluchta Ktzais, and he's Mevayer Dasa Rush in a different way. He says the reason why the Isha can be Chayzer has nothing to do with Dinei Tinoim, not a Tanai built a Tanai. Has another construct which allows the Chazara. And that's midin shiur in the kinyan. There's a concept that when you makna things to a third party, you can do so fully, or you can do so with a shiur. This is a well-developed halacha in Hilchais Sechir Matana that you can give something away with a remainder. Doesn't work in a get. Shiur beget doesn't work. Get has to be total krisis, but a shiur and a matana does work. Says the Nesivus that here we are talking about. When she gave the nechassim away for matana, she reserved a shiur. What's the shiur that she reserved? The zchus to be chayzer from the matana. Therefore, says the Nesivus, I now have a new pshat in the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha is even if the isha has not yet been chayzer, nevertheless. Because of the remainder, because of the shiur, there's enough of a kinyan in the isha because she has the right to change her mind or the right to give it away. That is within shiur. That schus has remained to her, and therefore, the question is, if it's that sufficiently hers, that should be sufficient at the end of the day. It has to go to the Baal. Let's see the Nesivus inside. Kinyan gomer. Is Kinyan gomer. So what's the pshat? Rishus be at a nisin lavzer b'chol eis sheyirtze. Rishus of the out of the nisin to be chayzer any time he wishes. K'meisha kasev a rush. V'ad kana bal chayiv u'mitam. Given should be yada lavzar Layatza you like Kanina La Castle Tino Bow, the Kivan Chamber Sister Isha, Logs of Khalesh Tirza, and Kane Layatza Mershusai. Beautiful Chapin and Sivis. That's not Medin Tanai. Medin Tanai, we would have a problem. But it works Medine Shior. If it's Medine Shior, it has not, in fact, gone out totally of the Rishus of the Isha, and therefore it blibes enough of her that she has now to contend with if in Mesa goes back to the Baal. I'll conclude here with a Kashav and Meshua. Meshua asks on the Rush. The Gemara starts with Rav Nachman's being Korea, Shtar Mavrachas. Why would he rip it up? The Shtar is the only actual evidence that the Makabel has that I can eat the Paris. Let's put this in understandable terms. He gave away an apartment building, and the rents go to the Makabel Matana. But the people paying the rents are going to say, how do I know that I'm giving it to you? So you take out the Shtar, and you show the Shtar Matana that the owner of the apartment building gave you these rights. So how could you be carrying the Shtar? You're illegally taking away a right of the Isha. This is the kasha that the Pneishu asks. Heich Omar Shmuel Ekeren or Tzaruch Leilinich Yos Peris, the line which is right underneath the yellow. Zakta Pneishu. Rav Nachman ripped up the Shtar because he was Choshesh, that the Bezdin was not a sophisticated Bezdin, and would be a Bezdin Toyin, that would be Magbe for the Makabel, the Karg itself, not just the Paris. He would take the apartment building and give it to the Makal Matana, even though that's not what the intent of the Isha was. The intent of the Isha was only for the Paris. And therefore, Nachman understood that this is going to have a bad outcome. And therefore, he ripped up the Shtar to get the process started all over again. Reshta Shalachai Shmuel Bezen Tain, Shmuel, Shivai Lewis, Gam King Gufa Karka. They make a mistake and they take away the Guf from the Makal, from the they would take the guf. They would give the guf to Mishumacham Rakren V'yichle Shtar Acher Shtar Olar Began Sheikh LaParis. The Shtar should specify that the Makal Matana only gets the rights to the rents and not the building itself. Atkan the Shav Chodeshes the Ravena Pnei Yeshua in Reb Nachman's action. So Rabbi Say, let's sum up here. We had a story here which defines a new concept of transferring assets out of the jurisdiction of the Baal. And with a shtar, it's called a shtar mavrachas because it's designed to be mavriach than a chasim. And Rav Nachman said, we have all the senior dayanim all the way up to Shmuel, Shmuel Bedina, that I would rip up shtar mavrachas. And then we're asked the kasha, why? If you like kaninu lekeach, the pnenu Baal, why should it not go back to the Baal? So it's the Mechlex Rashi and the Rambam, and how to understand the Pshat. Rashi learns that the kasha of the Gemara is that the Shtar Rach is not fine at all. Therefore, the Gemara's kasha is why should the Baal not get it midin other nifsei mulug? And Rashi has to go along and explain the maskana teretz of the Gemara. The Rambam is very different. The Shtar Rach is only bottle under one circumstance. If Nizalma or Nizgarsha, two circumstances. But if the Isha dies, Bechaya Baal, then the Makal Matana lucks out in the Zaycha, the entire guf. After Yechroinim, how can the Rambam say this pshat? Connected before Shem Gemara. Gemara has a kasha, like Kaninu Baal. Why did the Gemara say that the Baal should be kind of Nechasim? According to the Rambam, the Matana of the Isha is Kayemes as long as she's not Nesalman with Garsha, and therefore we need a teretz to this. Kes the Mishnah based on Iran says, we're talking about a specific case where he said, Liksha Erza. The Abner Miliam, based on the Chiddush of the Rush, but the Rush says she could be Chayzer or Matana, and therefore says the Abner Miliam that it was safe to Isha was Chayzer. The Baal Taka Zeichin Lechashim Nashpat and Mars Kasha. And the Sivis learns Alpi the Rush that even if the Isha wasn't Chayzer, Mikamakam, the Nechashim did not go out of the Rishus of the Isha totally because of the din of Shiur, remainder. She's remainder to herself as Chus. To give the guf to somebody else, and therefore that's the case, should be a classical nixemalug, and the Baal should be able to have it reverted to him. Close to the Kasha Pnei Yeshua, the Pnei Yeshua explains that the reason why Rav Nachman and Shmuel Correct. The star ice is because of maybe they were worried that the Makal Matana would take the guf, even though the intention of the isha was only for the payers. Ad Kan, I'll look into our sugya for this week, and I'll see you, Mirat Hashem, next week. We'll go further in these complicated sugyas in the mamlistic part of Masechtas Ksuvos. Everybody have a good week.
What is that?